Hello and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston, and I want to thank you for taking your time to be with us today. And I want to apologize. It was my error that we're starting a little bit late today. Please forgive us. Me. And I'd love to introduce you today to Dawn Crystal. This is the first time she's been on You Awakening. I think she's a tremendous find. And I've directly experienced the power of her sound healing and fully stand behind it. So this is quite an unusual gift, and we'd love to share more with you. So right now, can we give her a nice, warm You Awakening welcome? That means an energetic hug if you're new to us. And just send those good vibes to Dawn in Hawaii. Dawn, are you feeling welcome?
I'm just so grateful to be here, and I just want to say to everybody here today, and to you, Jacqueline, a big aloha from Maui, Hawaii, and I'm so grateful to be here.
Oh, you are welcome. You know, I should know, but what exactly does aloha mean, or what does it mean to you when you say aloha? What are you wishing to extend?
Well, when I say aloha, if you really feel it, it's a very powerful word. It actually opens up the heart chakra. When you say aloha, feel that. You just feel that when you say aloha. It opens up the heart chakra. And Maui is actually a very magical place of energy anyway. That's why I live here. But it's a very loving place. So aloha means in Hawaiian, if you just want to say basic what it means, it just means hi, means hello. And it also, people say aloha when you say goodbye, like this, if you're like farewell, so you would say aloha to say goodbye. But when you really, if you really feel the word, when you say aloha, it's opening up the heart and the chest area to love. So it's beautiful. And I think aloha is just a very expansive word. And it means so much.
So it's like shalom in Hebrew. You use it to say hello and goodbye, and it actually means peace.
Yeah.
I feel it in waves. I feel like waves of love.
Yeah.
Which reminds me a bit of the ocean waters on a gentle
exactly.
day.
It's very expansive,
okay. You
know?
Yes.
Yeah,
well, I hope everyone's
awesome.
Feeling that. So let's begin by, tell us how you came to your gifts.
Okay.
And what are they?
Yep, and that's an evolving question, but I will keep it short, Jacqueline, because I do have a pretty unique story, and if you're okay, I can share that for a few minutes here. And
sure,
hi, everybody.
Well,
thank you for welcoming to your show, everybody. I'm so grateful for you to be here and taking the time out today. But my name is Dawn Crystal, and I just want to give you a little bit about my life and how my gifts found me, okay? So when I say found me, I started in a very unusual path compared to probably a lot of healers, but I really feel my gift has always been there, dormant underneath it all. And my childhood, just to kind of make a long story short, because it's where I started, was very traumatic, and I grew up in a family that was very dysfunctional. And I grew up with a family of six siblings total. I was five, and I had three older stepbrothers, an older sister, and a younger brother. And my mom was divorced, raising six kids on welfare, and my dad left my mom very early. He was an alcoholic. Now, most of my family was not the regular family growing up. Most of my brothers were shooting up drugs and heroin. They were pretty much doing that since I can remember, because they were a lot older than me. Growing up, I was from the second, I don't know if it was marriage or not, but second person my mom was with. So I watched this my whole life of people shouting at each other, fist fighting in the middle of the street at 3 a.m. in the morning. I was just a small child.
Mm.
And from day one of conception, really honestly, I never had a day of love from day one. So I used to suck my thumb profusely as a child, and I had very buff teeth growing up. So because I was trying to pacify myself with as a child being left for hours and hours in a crib with no love and no supervision at all. So I grew up like that. I had a younger brother and older sister. My older sister soon got into drugs. And my younger brother died at age 16 from drug overdose, watching my older brother shoot heroin when my mom used to take off and leave us for a week or so when she would go on vacation. I was left with drug users taking care of me. So that was my whole life. And then I went to school because my mom didn't have much money, so we grew up on welfare. And I used to have hand-me-downs, you know, five sizes too big for my older sister. So I used to go to school and stuff tissue paper in my shoes to go to school because my shoes were five sizes too big and my clothes were very big and oversized. And kids used to make fun of me and beat me up in the playground. I was just no friends. I had horrendous, I just could not learn. I had horrible, I had learning disabilities. So my teachers used to scream at me wondering why I couldn't learn because back then there was nobody who would step in and see child abuse. Used to throw me in the corner, rip up my papers in front of the kids in the classroom and throw me in the corner because I had trouble learning. That was my childhood, and so
was it a dyslexia situation or something like that?
I had everything going on. I just couldn't learn. I mean, I mean, from going from chaos all day long into a classroom trying to think, I was just a nervous wreck as a child. Okay, I never had a day where I could actually even remember to this day where I actually had child fun. You know, like kids just play and they are creative and stuff. I don't know what that was. You know, I'm learning it now, actually, in my older years, believe it or not. So that was my life growing up. Yeah, I'm becoming a child now. So I want everybody to know something else. This is all a gift, actually, even though I went through a very hard life because I wouldn't be where I'm at today. So from there, I had paper routes at age 9. I started working just to try to get some clothes on my back that actually I could fit in with the kids. So people used to see me out in snowstorms because I used to live in the Midwest where it was really cold, and they were like wondering why this child was out in the middle of a snowstorm in the dark, pitch dark at night, delivering newspapers for a paper route because I had to. That's how I made my money to kind of fit in at that time. So from there, I've just moved it up a little bit. At age 16, a neighbor saw how I was being treated and how the family was just, you know, out of control, offered me her garage apartment, which I was able to live there. Again, this is many years ago, so there wasn't, you know, authorities that would actually move, you know, kind of see what's going on with the family and why kids are doing that. But so I lived there, and I finished school barely, and then from there, I eventually got jobs, and I got on my feet a little bit more, and I got moving it up a little bit, and I got married. I've been married twice. So my first marriage, I was my upper almost third, about 20s. And my first marriage was, and I was actually in my upper 20s. Sorry about that, guys. It's many years ago. And my first marriage was, I was a police officer. I was actually law enforcement back then, believe it or not. I don't know how, but I just, where I was guided to. And I met my first husband, and he got hurt on the job and lost his eyesight. So I want to mention that marriage never was really working because there was no love there. I didn't know how to love myself, so I was attracting empty relationships. So he lost his career. Our whole marriage fell apart, and then that whole thing fizzled out. Years later, I was searching for love in all the wrong places outside myself, still very depressed, no friends, nothing. Went into a second marriage, and at that time, of course, I left law enforcement because I left after my ex-husband was hurt. I moved to the East Coast at that time, and I was in my second marriage. Now, what's kind of neat about me is I didn't really know I had a good business sense to me. It was something natural in myself. So for a while, I owned a couple beauty businesses on the East Coast that were very successful. And I was, you know, I had a brand new house, and, you know, I had everything. You know, I pretty much had everything that most people would say is successful. But I was still very depressed in my life because it was empty. My whole life was empty. I mean, it just was empty. So some part of my being, because I was very depressed, I was actually pretty much through periods where I was suicidal. I think at that time I was pretty suicidal. Something in my being said, you know, had enough of this marriage I was in. It was pretty, how can I put it, very draining on me with the person. He was very verbally abusive with me. So some part of my being said, leave everything, give everything away, you know, and I was like, wow. Some part of I always had this internal guidance. I think that's what really saved my life many times growing up as a child, because I had many situations I should not even be here today. But said, go to the sun.
That's an interesting point. And I just interrupting a little bit here.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of asking our audience if you relate to that, because sometimes our gifts do develop out of hardship.
Yeah.
You know, if a childhood is difficult, for example, there can be, you know, disassociation, which is, and a sense of kind of reaching up to angelic help or prayerfully, just inserting a thought here.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And actually, it was my internal guidance system that I was kind of aware of and not aware of growing up, because I was not knowing that I had this ability. It just kind of saved me a few times when I should have been like in a car accident when I was like as a child, and everyone in the car got killed, and I was supposed to be there. So it's always kind of protected me growing up. And then in this situation, I mean, I was pretty much drained dry from this marriage. I was actually bleeding, believe it or not. It was just really draining me dry. So some part of my being had enough. I mean, I was really down and out, and I really had to get to that breaking point, because I don't think many people would be able to leave millions of dollars. I had a lot of money. I pretty much gave my ex-husband everything I owned. I gave him my house. I gave him my car. I went into complete total bankruptcy, gave everything away. I took 2 bags of clothes, and all I kept hearing is son. So I just looked online and said, Hawaii. I said, okay, I'm going to come here. So I got a one-way ticket, and I took $700 and a little bag of jewelry. That's all I took with me. I didn't know anybody, okay? I left my family. I left everybody in my life. I had no contact with anybody ever again. And that was how I was guided. It was just like a whole identity. It's like I lost my whole identity at that point, and I did, for real. So when I got to the Hawaiian Islands, I was not living on the island that I'm at now. I got there and realized when I got to the Hawaiian Islands that I only had very little money. $700 did not get me very much. Couldn't even get me an apartment. So I ended up getting a rent-a-wreck that was a 10-year-old rented car, and I lived out of that car for many months, surviving. And I actually used to take baths and showers out of the I used to jump in this really resort, nice resort to get cleaned up in their swimming pools, and I would take showers and public showers in the beach parks, and that's how I got cleaned up for a while until I was able to get on my feet. And then to make a long story short, I got an oddball job at that time, and I was able to afford the dollar menu at McDonald's to eat my dinner every night, because that's all I could afford at the time. So from there, I thought I was absolutely crazy. My mind was going absolutely bonkers, but there was a very deep calmness in my heart saying, everything's okay. You're doing okay. And I felt like this. I mean, I never was guided to go get help from anywhere, because I didn't go to church or anything like that. I just used to go to the beach and try to make myself calm. So, you know, to try to get off the street, because I had to pay for gas to keep my car going. So I figured I'd waste some time sitting at the beach. And I would sit there, and then all of a sudden, you're wondering where these gifts came from. The gifts came from me sitting on the beach, and these sounds used to start coming through me just out of nowhere. And I used to start hearing these sounds through my voice, which I wasn't even a singer. And I first I thought they were weird, and then I started listening to the sounds more, and they were actually helping me. It was an internal sound that was from my heart. And then these sounds obviously started helping me, and they started coming through more and more, because I was so surrendered. I lost my ego. If there was an ego, it was crushed to the size of an ant. And that's what really needed to take place. So I surrendered into my source or my soul. And then from there, people on the beach used to hear me. There, people back then were not open to this type of anything natural, holistic, especially sound, whatever was coming through my voice. I didn't call it sound healing. I didn't know what it was. And the people were saying, wow, lady, I don't know what you're doing there, but these sounds that I'm hearing are helping me. Because they were going obviously through my voice to help people. They would actually ask, some people would ask to sit with me, and then some people were like, oh my God, I don't know, I'm feeling better, and my pain has gone away somewhere in my body here in my back. And I'm like, I don't know, I'm just making sound here. You can sit with me, sure. And that's where I used to have people come sit with me. That's where my sound really took off. And then she was slow enough, but sure, Jacqueline, I had a lady who was a spa massage therapist. She came to heard my sounds, and she got me an oddball job at night at a spa. This lady who was the spa owner was going through a divorce, very desperate for money, used to have me come into the spa at night, because it was next to a Hawaiian party, which is called a luau, where people would actually listen to Hawaiian music and watch dancing. They would come right past her spa door, and she wanted to bring in extra revenue at night. So she used to put a picture of me saying, discover the sound, get rid of your aches and pains, and get rid of your stress. So that's what I used to do for months, and I would have, I would basically split my proceeds with the owner. And believe it or not, that's how I used to do it, because back then she liked me because I wasn't a liability for the spa. I wasn't touching people. I was just making sounds. So they loved me there, and I was actually bringing people in. People would come in there and say, I have aches and pains. I'll work with this lady. So I'd go work on them for about 15 minutes or whatever, 20 minutes, and then they would be very happy, and that just kind of took off from there. And then, sure enough, after the spa gig that I had for many months, I used to get little gigs at, like, these local vitamin shops where they would have health fairs, and I would go in the back of the store, put my tip jar there and start working on people because I would just be blowing on people. I wasn't touching them. So there was no liability for them either. So that's where I took off. And the people slow but sure asked me for my phone number because I didn't have a website back then. Like I said, I didn't even know what I was doing. Really, I didn't even know how to fine-tune my gifts or anything like I do now. I'm starting to get my cell phone number, and then sure enough, I slow but sure got on my feet. Of course, today I'm nowhere near there. I'm actually not in those humble beginnings. But I got my website going, of course, after all that, and this is many, many years later. You know, I'm globally known, helping people all over the world, and I'm also working with doctors as well because that's where I really realized that my gifts are really helping pain. Get people out of pain quick. I realized how to use my gifts and fine-tune them over the years of really moving energy rapidly through the body to relieve pain, and that's what we're talking about today. But to see where I started from nothing, had no idea. You know, I didn't know I was a healer or whatever you want to call me, but I didn't plan it, and I certainly didn't take the class, okay? But I really feel that the gift was always inside me. I just feel like there was some part of my being that needed to step out of the way, which was really my conscious ego, you know? Because I had a very strong ego my whole life protecting me. I mean, I was in uncertainty my whole life, and my ego was there, you know, in some ways to be the bully because I was so bullied, you know what I mean? So I had a lot to really break down as far as my walls in order for me to bring out these miraculous gifts of a vibration of sound that comes through my voice today. But it's a gift, and everything that's happened to me in my life, I really look at Jacqueline, it's really been just a loving gift, and I wouldn't be where I'm at today if I look at my life. If I grew up in a family that was very loving, over-nurturing, I certainly wouldn't be where I'm at today doing what I'm doing. There would be no reason, you know?
It seems that there must have been like a soul level or a heart and or a heartfelt cry for help with the pain that you were experiencing.
Well, you know,
that's what came through naturally.
Yeah, and I just want to
and you did manifest even at a young age to be able to have a home to live in and to be able to finish school.
Yeah, it was I think it was a longing just to kind of back then it was just for me to just try to fit in and be normal because I really it was very hard for a young child, especially a young female, to you see the kids at school all in ballet and doing things with their having extracurricular things, and I didn't have money to do any of this, let alone just to look normal and have clothes on my back, you know? So, and then, being on top of it, I had buck teeth, which luckily later on in life I was able to fix that. But, you know, that was hard. And then kids all not wanting to be around me. I was, like, such an outcast. It was... I really feel in some ways, Jacqueline, I was actually running a different vibration or frequency my whole life. It's beyond just the chaos. You know what I mean? Because I'm bringing
that
in such
sense,
a different frequency.
Actually.
I really feel that that's really the truth because I just never fit in, my whole life. I mean, I just really feel like I always ran a different frequency and people never really understood me beyond just being an outcast and looking, kind of goofy with five sizes too big of clothes on my back, you know? So, it's a humble beginning, but, it's something that I will always have in my heart, and I love everybody and everybody who's been in my whole existence from the beginning of time because I chose this path. You know, I always remember that. I chose this path somewhere in some time before I came here. So, you know, this is where I'm at today. I would never want to repeat that. I don't think I ever will need to. But it was very challenging me for, I just want to mention, I'm not a camper. So that was another thing, too. Living out of a car, not knowing anybody, getting a one-way ticket, and really trashing your life. I mean, I'm talking about giving up your identity. Is a really big thing when you really don't. You know, when there's, you know, I never would ever imagine I would do that. And I'm certainly not one to be. Now I'm in nature. I like nature. But back then, I didn't camp on cars, okay? So it was really traumatic for me to really keep listening to my heart the whole time, being guided in the moment and not really losing it, okay? And I think my hard way that I was, I guess the harshness of where I was brought up really gave me the stability where I didn't lose it like a lot of people might have, you know what I mean? Because I was already used to that type of, that type of being, you know what I mean? Where things were uncertain, you know what I mean?
The chaos.
Exactly.
Okay.
So it's pretty humbling.
Okay.
But, thank you for letting me share it.
So you've been through a lot.
Yeah, I've
been
through
a lot.
A lot.
And you have a gift to share. I'm wondering how I'm here, and I remember vocabulary. What I was thinking about, and sorry for taking that pause, was just sensing, stopping, and sensing our audience, all of the participants that are here with us today. And I think many probably have not heard what it's like. So I'm wondering if there's a possibility, you know, instead of talking about sound healing, is it possible for us to share an experience? Like, is there some way we could do grounding or being present or a light clearing of pain? Is there some way that we can provide an experience?
Absolutely. Yeah, I would love to do a simple grounding process of our life force energy in our body, Jacqueline. That would be very, very nice.
That would be fabulous. Let's do that, because the You Awakening community tends to be very energy sensitive and oriented to healing, and I think that's the best way. Instead of telling, let us experience.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, if you'd like, I can go ahead and get everybody here. If it's okay, I can go ahead and start. Jacqueline, is it?
Please.
Okay, great. So everybody, let's go ahead and take a couple deep breaths before we begin. So we're present here and now in our physical form. Let's take another deep breath. Okay, I just want to make a note, too, if anyone is driving or listening to this, operating any equipment, I do suggest to come back to the replay later, because these energies that will come through right now on the call will be active on the replay. So it might put you in an altered state, so I just want everybody to be safe, okay? So I just want everybody to take responsibility, okay? So let's go ahead and start for the people who are here now. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and start with a little crown chakra activation, everybody. And I'm just going to... I will make a loud sound, and my loud sounds are not here to startle anybody. They're here to move energy. So if you hear me make a loud sound, I'm usually moving a lot of energy for people, the group. So we're going to start with a little activation at the crown chakra, everybody. All you need to do is put your focus up there at the top of your head. I want you to also imagine at the same time beautiful divine light, a source for God above your head, and everything's just going to kind of go into that beautiful divine light that's not serving you, your highest good. And let's go ahead and begin the first activation of the crown chakra, everybody, and just receive. Okay, here's going to go a loud sound. If you just imagine a heavy layer, even if you don't know if you have one, just imagine a heavy layer lifting off the top of your head into the beautiful divine source light above your head with this sound. There it goes. Take a deep breath, please, everybody. We're going to drop focus now and attention to the middle of your forehead, which is the third eye. Go ahead and put your attention in the third eye while I do a little opening activation. And up, whatever you're ready for is what you're going to receive for your highest good. So let's go ahead and put your attention in the third eye right now and receive. Okay, that's activated. Let's take a deep breath. And if you don't feel anything, that's fine. You might feel it later, because everybody's got a lot of things. Some people have a lot of things going through their mind right now, and it's hard to receive all activations when your mind is too busy. So just know you'll probably receive it a little later. So let's go ahead and drop our focus down to the throat chakra, right in the middle of the throat. We're going to do a little throat activation for everybody. So let's go ahead and drop our focus here. Throat chakra, doesn't have to be exact. And let's begin. Mm-hmm. Okay, so got that activated. Okay, let's take a deep breath, please. Let's go ahead and put your focus and attention now to your belly button area. You don't need to be exact. Just put your good. Let's go to the heart chakra. Let's go to the heart chakra. Sorry, I'm on a different plane here. Put your focus in your heart. I want you to think about everybody, somebody you love in your life. You could put a beloved child or a beloved pet into your heart chakra. We're going to do a little activation, expanding the heart as well. So go ahead, do that now, and let's begin the heart chakra activation. Let's begin. Okay, beautiful. Let's take a deep breath, please, everybody. So now we're going to drop our focus to the belly button area. Sorry about that. We just got to get to that first one first, heart first. Okay, so let's go ahead, just put your attention to the, let's just say your solar plexus area, because I can reach three chakras there. Put your attention right to the solar plexus, okay? So we're going to do a little activation there as well. So just receive, everybody. Just breathe and receive. Okay, that's activated. Take a deep breath, everybody. Now, why do I work on those lower chakras before we bring in the life force energy? Because that's actually going to help you with your creation, if you like to be creative, but it's also going to help bring in more abundance to you, okay? We're opening up expanding ourselves right now. But you might have some energy come up, too, after the session of just energy leaving you, so just be aware of that. It could be old traumas and stuff that need to be on, you know, I just kind of help maybe work it out. This way you can have more space to receive. So it's all a good thing, but I just want to let you know that sometimes we store emotions kind of low in the solar plexus. So just be aware of that. If it does, just drink some extra water. It's all perfect, okay? All in divine timing here. Okay, so the next process, since I just kind of covered a couple, three chakras, we're going to go ahead and imagine the beautiful divine light of source or God, whatever you believe, above your head, going through your full physical body. So we're going to imagine it going from your head through your full face, through your neck, it's going to go down through your chest, all the way down through your stomach solar plexus that we just worked on. It's going to trickle down with white divine light, all the way down your legs, calves, down your feet, and it's going to be grounding you into this beautiful, loving Mother Earth. And it's also going to permeate around you, so you can imagine this like a bubble or a white cocoon around you at the same time happening. So these energies of source or God will be clearing your energy as well in your different fields, your morphic fields and stuff. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to know what those are. Just all levels of your energy at the same time. And everything's going to be grounding into a beautiful divine light and going into the grounding course to the center of Mother Earth to be transformed and transmuted into pure divine source love, okay? So let's go ahead and imagine that to the best of your ability happening. If you're not good visually, just know and trust that it's happening. It's happening no matter what. And just receive the next activation of called grounding our life force energy to planet Earth. And let's begin. Thank you. beautiful. Let's take a couple deep breaths, everybody. Those energies are now started, and they will continue working on you all day long, and if you go on for a whole week. So please drink some extra water if you feel in tune to do that, because your body might detoxify in a very good way. This is all called your next, getting to your next level of your evolution. And these frequencies that come in directly from, I call from prime source, the creator, knows where to go with you and knows how to work with each individual person here, because source is what really beats our heart and breathes our lungs every day and does it for every living creature on this planet, including all animals. So I think it knows how to work with everybody here. And those are the frequencies that I bring in. So I hope people felt a sense of calmness or something from it. But if your mind is very active, then please know that the energies might hit you later in the day. I've heard people email me and say that they just felt a big swoosh of energy hit them at the end of their day when their mind finally calmed down. So whatever the case is, I just want to say thank you, Jacqueline, for allowing me to share my gift today with the group.
You're welcome. And I would love to hear from our audience. Can you take a moment and drop us a quick note? What did you feel? Totally up to you. And if you need a little time to integrate, feel free. That comes first. But we're curious. We'd love to know how you responded. Thank you. Why don't you tell us what some of the responses have normally been from some of your work? Not just this, but your actual clients where you focus on individuals. Can you do that?
Yeah, it just varies, again, person to person. But usually the group processes, I get a lot of feedback. Jacqueline, I'll start there, where people just feel a sense of calmness. I had one lady just email me the other day from just another show that I was on. Actually, her migraine headache disappeared. Okay?
Wonderful.
And I had another person email me say that he listened to one of my replays. And he said that he actually just, well, some of his body pain disappeared, and I wasn't even doing anything but the same group process that I'm doing right now. And he just felt like a whole bunch of pain or whatever he had going on in his body just disappeared. So it's pretty miraculous.
Excellent. And what about regular clients when you schedule sessions? Do you do work, a series of times, like level and layer, or does it depend, or is there sometimes real big shifts in one session? What's the normal experience?
I have people who just do a session with me, and they have a life-changing experience because I'm guided at the moment from their soul. And do I sound like I'm echoing here? Just want to make sure.
No, you're fine.
Okay, perfect. Okay, just to hear a little bit of feedback on my end. Okay, yeah, I have people who just usually have a session with me, and that could be just like a few minutes mini healing that I do usually on the live calls. And people have miraculous shifts. But I do have clients that I've worked over the years, Jacqueline, where they do schedule sessions with me. And, we all kind of go at our own pace. So some of my clients like to just kind of do a little work at a time. I really kind of feel that we're all wired a certain way in how we release energy. And some people like the big mountains. And I usually have one of those people myself. I just release big mountains at a time of energy. And then I don't think there's a right or wrong here. I think we're just unique. But there's other clients who can, don't want to release that much. They just like to work as things come up, because I'm not only working on the very deep levels. I mean, I'm talking, I work from past lifetimes up to the present moment. So some of this deeper stuff does take a while to clear. That's why I present programs and stuff where people can work on it themselves as well to do that. But I also just do in my individual sessions where, sometimes I do have clients who come in for a past lifetime clearing, and that's usually done, Jacqueline, within a 30-minute session, okay? So that's just one session. And my calls, my individual sessions don't even go beyond 30 minutes because the energy is very potent. And that's one thing, too, is I talk fast, but I actually work really fast as well. And that's because these energies that come through me are very fast, beyond the physical body, are from source. And I have to bring words to a lot of my sounds that sometimes that I have to do and explain to people what I'm clearing. So it really accelerates the whole healing session when I can bring it down and not really put the human language to the sounds to slow the energy down. And that's what I really feel that happens with the human language. But yeah, I mean, it just varies. And I have testimonials where people just, I mean, that's amazing, where I could go just from someone listening to a replay, like a telesubmit replay, and people are having miraculous shifts. I mean, I've had so many emails on that lately And then from somebody who just worked on a two mini healing that I do usually on the live calls like this, and they have miraculous shifts. But again, then I have people who do 30-minute sessions and have a miraculous shift, because I really think everything's just in the divine timing. And when I'm working with an individual person too, Jacqueline, I'm not just listening to what they're watching in the physical, okay? I do bring the body, mind, and spirit together, because that's really part of what I do, is bringing all parts of our consciousness together, which really brings, I mean, that's what really accelerates our journey, our healing journey, where we can bring all parts of our fragmented self together. But at the same time, I'm also listening to the person's soul. I have the ability to do that. And their soul is talking to me the whole time, telling me, I need you to go this way. We need to go this way first. So a lot of times the mind is like, I need you to work on this now. And I have to say, I'm sorry. I'm tuning into your soul, and your soul is telling me we need to work on this first. So I have to honor how you release, because it's not just, no, I want out of this right now. I'm not feeling good. Because there's wisdom in this, and there's also what your soul is ready to release. I have to honor that with you, you know what I mean? Because we're all in physical existence to experience life, but also to learn the wisdom. So the beautiful part of my work is I'm aware of that, and I don't take away anybody's wisdom of what they're trying to learn, what they want to experience, or what their soul wants to learn. So it's a process, but I can usually break through all that and do it all within 30 minutes. And I also have the ability to go through the pain body very fast. That's why I'm able to help release people within minutes of pain. So that's actually what we're talking about, pain today. And I can do that very easy, emotional pain or physical pain, just by the sound permeating beyond any physical words, okay? Because our minds like to figure everything out. And, you know, sometimes our minds can actually shut things down. And, you know, it depends on if you have any blocks within yourself. I find, you know, we all are here in physical form, and our mind likes to be in control. And actually to live a very high vibration is really living beyond, out of the mind and really in the heart. So that's what I help people do, eventually get up to a very high vibration where you're not really, you're still living in the mind. The mind kind of does things for you and work, you know, does your everyday tasks, but you're really more from the living from the feeling in your heart, or, you know, I get it in words, but we all have our own way of perceiving our guidance, our inner guidance. So that's part of my work. And then, of course, you know, I my sounds can really help people with all kinds of chronic issues, you know, from pain to really anything in your life that's going on. I can shift people pretty fast. So it's pretty humbling what I do.
Thank you. Let's take a caller right now and see how this goes. So
okay,
I'm focusing in on the 541 area code, and I'm unmuting you right now. Please give us your name and address, your question, or briefly describe the issue you'd like some help with directly to Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. Hello? This is Marianne.
Hi, Marianne. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Oregon State.
Have we talked before?
Yes, I was on a call on a different teleseminar.
Okay, and have I worked with you before?
Just on that call, but I just wanted to let everybody know that what I get is when I do your work, it's a yummy hum, and it's golden energy that surrounds me. And what I'm finding out is I'm needing to do it like 2 and 3 times during a day sometimes, because it's just where my home base is, and I just feel so alive. And the thing that I have a question on is my teeth for the past couple of months, where I've had my teeth pulled, I'm getting pain from it. And that's kind of unusual where my teeth have already been pulled out. So I would just want some assistance on that.
Yeah, I'm picking up on something for you on that too. Early on in your life, did you have trouble speaking your truth, holding back words?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that's going to be a process of detoxification for you today. I can help get things moving, but be patient a little bit on that, because your soul says there's things that are trying to work themselves out with you right now. And I can see that your throat chakra is closed, okay? So, again, I think that's a very common thing that most human beings do, because we're living in human society, and we're brought up that what's appropriate to say, even though we could speak it in love and still speak our truth, but we're not really brought up that way. So if you want, I can just help you out a little bit. Yeah, and you do have, I want to be truthful. How long ago did you get that? I kind of feel that you might, did they give you an antibiotics or anything? I'm not trying to promote it right now. Okay, because I wanted to just make sure that there's no infection there, okay? Because beyond the physical, I mean, I can help the energetics, but I feel like there's something still lingering there. So, you know, just kind of keep track of that too, okay? Because that I had a root canal done, and I had an issue after that for a long time, and I didn't know that, okay? So even though I'm an energy healer, I still had to take some physical action as well, okay?
All righty. Thank you.
Okay, let's go ahead and just hold beautiful divine light of God or source above your head. I'm just going to help you a little bit and see if you can feel any difference with this energy vibration that comes through to kind of help maybe push out some of this stuff. And anybody else on the call who has teeth issues, you're welcome to tune into this, okay? So let's go ahead and begin with some light above your head. Imagine everything going into that beautiful divine light that's not serving your highest good, okay?
Thank you.
Let's begin. Did you feel that?
Yeah.
Okay, keep breathing. I'm going to move some energy through your cheeks. I'm going to put the phone down here so everybody can hear me. I move around when I'm doing this work, by the way, everybody. Can you feel that in your cheek?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, keep breathing. Through your throat. Oh. Hey. Okay, take a deep breath. Tell me how you're feeling right now.
Wow, I'm like sweating.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of energy. Well, that's okay. The energy sweating is good. Your body is releasing energy right now that was kind of stored. I kind of feel you've had some traumatic experience. I don't know if you're aware of it. Maybe it's a past life. But whatever the case is, there's like, okay, so I'm letting you know we have so many incarnations. So I feel that you're, this is stemming from a past life. So I want you to be easy on yourself. I don't know if you have any of my MP3s, but we're talking about pain today. This is a perfect topic for you because you have really deep stored stuff, okay? I'm actually feeling it's from past lives as well. So I understand that because I had issues with my teeth for a long time, and I had to work on clearing, because I was persistent. I'm talking for years, okay? And I'm a healer, and I had to still do the work on myself, okay? And a lot of them for me, because I found out I was a healer many lifetimes. I wasn't just this lifetime. I had to clear out the old traumas, okay? So for you, you have a little deep stuff too, but I just moved a ton of energy. So is the heat starting to get a little bit better? Because I kind of felt like I was moving a ton of energy for you.
Yes, I'm feeling better and stuff like that. And I knew that I was guided to talk to you today.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. We were on the right topic. It's called pain-free, get out of pain forever. So, yeah, and I just want to mention because I let people know because the human mind, we always, of course, we want to get out of the pain. You know, who wants to be in pain? But there's sometimes some deeper stuff connected with it that we need to just kind of, understand that we are not just in this incarnation. We have some past lifetimes that are coming up right now that caused maybe a physical discomfort for a while. But we need to be loving with ourselves, okay? And that's to get it out of here. Because actually, just remember one thing in life. This is really the truth, wisdom here. What you resist, persists, okay?
Yeah.
What you resist, persists, okay?
Yeah.
So just remember that. The universe is going to give you what you're resisting. If you keep resisting, saying, I don't like this, I do that, you know, and the universe, okay, let's give her more of that. So just be loving with it. I'm just being honest. I understand that. Yeah. I'm in physical form. I don't get off any easier than anybody else does, but you know what I mean? So I understand that.
Right.
So, but I just want to disconnect my energy with you right now, Marianne. You received a lot. So just drink some extra water today because your body will be detoxifying. And this is really good for everybody to hear this because this is an issue that most people have. And, it's a little different with everybody, but, just be loving with yourself and you'll see how things just start moving, you know, just like a cloud in the sky. It's there for the moment. And then it just kind of disappears. And as long as you don't get caught in those clouds are eventually going to disappear, okay?
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you, Dawn. I really appreciate it. And thank you, Jacqueline, for taking my call. And I love your beautiful community. And may this go out and bless us all.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being with us.
You're welcome.
Okay. I thought that was really powerful. I'm wondering if other people felt it, too. And teeth issues are pretty common.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, even for myself for many years, I still have a couple issues going on. They're getting better for me. But, teeth have been always my issue. I'm actually missing a couple teeth in my mouth that I had to pull out. But because I've had many incarnations that I was not treated well, and I imagine in probably some past lifetimes with me, I didn't speak my truth, including this lifetime, the way I was traumatized early on. But that's okay. You know, I'm loving the process, and things are starting to shift and change because, again, I'm not resisting it. So, yes, I thought it was very powerful because if you noticed at the end of the call, she got a big shift with that. She felt better.
Yes. Yeah. I really felt it.
Yeah.
Ah, beautiful. Beautiful. I think this may be Alberta. I'm opening up a call line now, starting 902. Please give us your first name and just direct your question directly to Dawn.
It is Alberta. Thank
Hello?
You, Jacqueline. Oh, hi, Jacqueline.
Hey there.
Hi, Dawn. Thank
hi.
You for taking my call. Hi. My name is Alberta. I don't really feel pain, but what I sometimes will feel is like pressure on the diaphragm on occasion. And then sometimes with my voice will change. I don't know if that's the thyroid. But I have pain would have to be really severe for me to feel it. And sometimes I have that feelings even with when you're doing your work. I will get a visual of colors, but I don't always get the feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the nice thing is that with everybody has their own perception of it. So, I agree with you. So let's go ahead and just do a little bit of energy activation. So I want to just kind of help you with the you said your diaphragm, right? So I kind of feel
mm-hmm.
it's kind of heavy.
Yeah, like, you know, I don't think it's a hernia because I don't have any symptoms or anything, but I just sort of wonder if there's, and the pressure is very seldom. It's not even there now, but on occasion I'm like, oh, there feels a little pressure there. And again, with the throat, whether the throat is the thyroid, I have no idea, but sometimes when I'm speaking, my voice will become
hoarse. How was your childhood growing up? Did you grow up with any trauma that you're aware of?
I'm sorry?
Did you grow up with any trauma that you're aware of in this lifetime?
Probably. I think we all do at some point. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so we're just going to kind of help that inner child that doesn't have the voice, because I kind of feel it's a very young side of yourself that just wasn't able to express. So this is just funny how the universe will kind of make the call in a theme, okay? I'm not even, I'm just showing up, and it's just the way we're working today. So I want you to imagine beautiful divine light of source or God above your head, and I'm going to help maybe move some of that energy and kind of just open up the heart chakra a little bit more for you, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, so just receive. I'm just intuitively doing this right now, and I'm being guided. So do I have permission to connect with you on an energetic level?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, I will do that. So let's begin. I'm going to open up your heart chakra and bring every age of you, Alberta, right? Alberta, from birth and conception to the age of Alberta on the phone right now in our heart chakra, where she's safe and loved with her soul. So there's a part of your being not feeling that. So let's bring you back home to who you really are, which is total love itself. And just receive. Anything with that?
Pardon me?
Did you feel anything happening or shifting at all?
Yeah, a bit. It was more like a wave.
Yeah. And do you feel like things might be getting a little bit lighter on you right now?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. And again, everybody receives energy differently, okay? So there's no right or wrong here. right now your body's just receiving it. But can you feel like something's maybe shifting on the diaphragm area?
I think so.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It is.
Uh-huh.
It is.
And the energies
and
are. Go ahead. I'm listening.
The throat area. What is there anything there?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I just cleared your throat chakra.
Oh, you just did that. Okay.
Yeah. I want to make one loud sound. Is there somebody in your life that you don't see eye to eye with that might be blocking your crown chakra? If I could see that. A male energy that you're aware of, or maybe you're not, but it's okay. I'd like to clear that, okay?
Okay.
So don't be startled. Just imagine this beautiful divine light above your head. We're going to clear it out in the light, okay? Just imagine that happening now, what's not serving your highest good, okay? Let's
Thank
do that
you.
Now. How's that feel? Anything different at your head?
It is lighter.
So I just cleared, and I can see that with a lot of people. It's called a heavy layer of energy above your head, and something was blocking your crown chakra. That's why you weren't really feeling, okay? I'm not saying I'm not going to put a good or bad label on it because I don't like to do that, but whatever
mm-hmm.
the case was, it was a low vibration, okay? So your best bet is to start maybe containing yourself in a little white light, a bubble of white light every day, so you're not really... so those energies can't do that, okay? Because that's what they sometimes do, is they'll kind of cloud our crown chakra, then we don't get our soul in the body that easy, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
And then energy starts, and then what happens is energy starts stagnating at the top of your head, and that's what I just cleared on you. So if you looked in yourself in the mirror right now, you would actually look like your head is pale, meaning your eyes are wide open. I don't know if you have a mirror there.
I do, and you're absolutely correct. Because I have beautiful big eyes, and yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Jacqueline, I have to mention this because this is funny. She got a 3 mini facelift out of this. How does that look?
Oh, wow.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Thank
well, you,
you
did. You got the bonus today, so that was a bonus gift. So enjoy it, and that just proves right there that you're clear when you can look at your face and look that vibrant and alive.
Thank you. And Jacqueline, thank you so much. Jacqueline's my mentor.
Oh, great. I'm
oh,
so happy.
Thank you.
She's a beautiful soul, so I'm glad that she has you on as well.
Thank you.
You're very
Much
welcome.
Love.
Thanks,
Alberta.
Dawn. You're welcome. Bye.
Thanks, Alberta. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Jacqueline.
That was great.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
She got a free mini facial out of it, or I call it a facelift. It really uplifts her face, so it actually makes you look like you slept for 3 days straight.
and let me know if my understanding is correct on this. Do anyone who has the same, I hate to hesitate to say issue, but the same kind of concern or energy configuration in their system, if they hear you working, is that going to clear for that person also?
Absolutely, if they're open. Again, it's your free will, and the mind's not too busy. You know what I mean? Because I can sense that your callers are very much open, and they're wanting shifting and changing, right? They want to shift and
yes.
change to whatever you're – okay, so that's what I'm sensing more to go deeper with your show than I do a lot of my telesummits. So I do say if a person's there and they're actually here, that like, oh, this actually feels right to me. This is actually something that would help me. If they tune into this, they're going to receive the same, okay? So that's we're all here. We're as a group collective right now, okay? So absolutely.
Okay, terrific.
Yeah.
Because it felt like that was the case, particularly when you were working with the teeth issue. It felt like many people
mm-hmm.
were be receiving the benefits.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Let's talk a little bit about your offer and... then is there a way of maybe completing a short completion with a group process for everyone?
When you say another, you want to do another process?
Sure. Is there just a short final clearing that we could do?
Well, basically, the grounding of the life force energy is good. I could do a little more heart activation if you want with the group. That would be more of expansion.
Sure. Just a light. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
as a finale. But let's talk about your offer first. Can we do that?
Oh, perfect. Absolutely. Okay, so I'll go ahead and get into that then. We have, I believe, a package A and a package B. Is that true, Jacqueline?
I will get the screen up right now. Hold on.
Okay.
Yes, I believe that's true.
Okay, so...
But I'll confirm in just a moment.
Okay.
Typing one-handed. Okay, it's coming up right now. Actually, I'm having a little trouble with this. Why don't you go ahead and begin speaking, and I'll give
Absolutely.
You a confirmation.
Okay, so everybody, we're going to go into first. I believe there is two packages, so we'll just kind of go through the first one, which would be Package A. And we're going to go through each module, and I'll kind of explain a little bit about each one. And I believe there's a bonus with everybody here today that you'll get a Discover Sound Healing MP3 of mine, which is valued at $47. It's absolutely free. So that's just being here. So let's go into the first item. We're going to go into like 10 modules. And the good thing about my MP3s, everybody, before I begin, is that they're very short and they're to the point, and there's a lot of energy impact. Put them into each of the modules, which is source energy. So I want to mention very, very, very clear that each module should not be listened to more than once a day. And please don't listen to all the MP3s in one day. It's not going to help you. It's actually going to confuse your energy. So one MP3 a day, or you can listen to the MP3s. I usually suggest about 3 to 5 times in a row or more, depending on how deep of issues you have. You'll just kind of intuitively know. I empower people to kind of check in with your own heart. So there's no rush to the finish line on any of my programs, okay? They're going to just keep working on you, clearing out all the old stuff that's in the way of you feeling good. So the first one's on emotional pain.
And Dawn?
Yeah.
I just want to confirm that, yes, we do have the two packages.
Perfect.
And,
okay,
and if you need any help with the items, just let me know. I'm scrolling along with you.
Perfect. Thank you, Jacqueline. Okay, so we'll go into item one, which is emotional pain, which is a very good one. It also is very good for people who have depression. And also, I call it the negative mind chatter. So this is actually a good one to listen to. Like I said, once a day, no more than that. And then it's going to also help with past and present traumas. We were talking a little bit about that today. So if you have any traumas that happened to you that you're aware of, this will clear that energy for that. And it's also just going to clear any type of blocked energy that's going on with you. And it's going to clear anyway an ancestral inherited energy, even if you came into this lifetime with anything that's causing depression that might be from your family line. Just know that will be cleared as well. And this is also clearing any other people's beliefs that you've taken on in this incarnation or this lifetime. So there's a lot of stuff beyond that that's there. It's also clearing the pain body, okay? So that's also another thing that's part of item one, okay? Very great. A lot of energy work there. And please be drink some extra water. And like I said, just allow the energies to work after you listen to the module, usually with headphones. Or earbuds. Since I'm a sound healer and I'm doing sound frequency, I do highly recommend listening to it with headphones or earbuds, okay, for all my recordings. Okay, so item two is clearing back pain. That's a very common one with most people, so just know this is going to clear upper and lower back, which includes your shoulder. It will help with your adrenal glands as well. It's going to clear other people's belief systems if you've got anything lodged in your back, anything you've taken up in the world around you that's not for your highest good, where it's going to clear past and present traumas. Clearing any type of surgeries, if you have any scar tissue or inflammation in your back area, that will help as well. And it's going to clear any ancestral inherited energy. If there's anything causing you back pain that you just have no idea why you have it, and I have people who sometimes do have that, and a lot of times it's just something that you've inherited, okay? So that's a lot of stuff there. That's just item two. Item three, go up to abdominal pain, which is clearing your full stomach. That could be caused by the organs, some of the organs in your body, which includes the liver, the gallbladder, any type of the reproductive system in general. It clears pretty much all the stomach, okay, and the organs. It's going to clear your digestive tract. And if you've had any surgeries in your stomach or solar plexus area, it's going to clear that, get rid of the scar tissue and inflammation as well, help clear that. Going to clear any ancestral inherited energy. If you have any issues going on with that, you're not sure about it, just kind of cover that. And it's going to clear belief systems if you've taken any. It's really thorough. This clears belief systems and any lower vibrational energies that you might have picked up from the world around you, including any type of psychic attack if people throw energy at you. It'll clear that as well. So that's item three. We're going to go up to item four, which is clearing your heart, which includes clearing heart walls. Okay, a lot of people walk around with a closed heart. So this is a good one. And you know, not just issues of the heart, but this is going to help with heart walls. So if you don't have any issues going on maybe physically, but you have heart walls, this is going to help break, tear down those heart walls. So you could be more of a loving, expansive person, and you'll receive more love from sources. And when receiving more love is actually receiving more abundance, okay? So everybody wants more abundance. So that's a good one for everybody. So it's going to clear your heart valves and arteries, even if you don't know if you have any issues. It's going to help keep those areas healthy, clearing your full heart. And again, it's going to clear if you've had any trauma in that area of heartbreak in your past, which a lot of people have. And it's going to clear after surgeries as well. And it's going to clear any inherited ancestral energies if you have anything residing that's causing heart issues, which includes any type of belief systems you've taken on from others in this lifetime that is not aligned with your highest good, which includes low vibrational energy. So jam-packed, a lot there. That's just item four, everybody. Let's go ahead and jump up to item five, which is clearing your throat to the lungs. Excuse me, I'm going to have a cough here. Excuse me. Okay. So we're going to clear after surgeries for the throat. We're going to clear your throat, which we just did with one of the callers before, to speak your truth, your clear truth to your voice. We're going to clear your right and left lungs, okay? So you don't have to have any major issues for this to work, okay? We're going to clear after surgeries if you've had any surgeries in your lungs as well. If you haven't, this is still going to benefit everybody. It's going to clear any ancestral energy in your throat or your lungs that might be causing any trouble. Maybe some people get chronic colds. I've had people who listen to this and have bronchitis growing up. So this helps with a lot of belief systems that was causing that as too, because this is also clearing belief systems. So there's a lot more happening here than just having an issue with your throat to lungs, okay? We're talking working really deep, okay? And that's also clearing the belief systems that's causing these issues. So let's jump up to the brain, which is a very big one. Headaches is the number one thing. I find that I have a lot of people come to me with headaches. So we're going to clear your unconscious mind, and that includes this lifetime, but it also can go back into past lifetimes, okay? So it could go pretty deep. That's why I tell people don't just listen to it one time. You might want to listen to it longer, and you'll just know intuitively if you need to stay on this beyond even 5 days. We're going to clear the right and left side of the brain. We're going to clear any physical traumas, if you have anything to your head. If you're in the sports, I mean, I have all kinds of people with physical traumas and they have accidents. That'll help heal the area of your head. We're going to clear any arteries or vessels and strengthen them and help that also as well. And it's going to also clear any past lifetimes, okay, which is really could contribute to headaches as well. There's a lot of stuff that contribute to having issues. So there's a lot here. That's just item six, okay? And it's going to clear any belief systems, any inherited ancestral energies, if you have anything causing any head issues, and which includes low vibrational energies, okay? That's not for your highest good. That's just there. So let's jump up to the next item, everybody, which is clearing item seven, clearing shoulder and neck pain. Clearing your right and left shoulder, which, a lot of people have shoulder issues, so you don't have to be, someone with an issue in order to benefit from this. This is actually going to keep your body healthy. Clearing your left and right shoulder, if you had surgeries, it's going to help with that as well. And this is really big. A lot of people have stiff neck. People just have a lot of tension and stiffness in the neck. Just a lot of people carry their tension in their neck area, so that's going to help clear that. Going to clear any scar tissue if you have any energy there, and any ancestral inherited energy. We'll clear that. Clearing any low vibrational energies and any belief systems that could be causing any issues with your shoulder and neck pain, okay, which includes past lives. And there's a lot of stuff there, so please know, just be patient and let this energies work, okay? You'll feel it right away. You'll know these energies are working, okay? And that item eight is clearing foot and ankle pain. I have a lot of people who, even athletes, who like to listen to this one because it's clearing inflammation out of the area. You don't have to have a major area. This could actually help ground your life force energy stronger into your foot ankle pain, because it's really helping really ground in your energy. So this is good for somebody who just wants to go deeper in themselves and not have any issues with your foot or ankles at all. So it's going to clear any blockages. It's going to clear any ankle spurs. It's going to clear any ancestral energy or inherited energy. It's going to clear all low vibrational energies and belief systems, which include past lives. So there's a lot of stuff there. This is also not just for pain. This is actually helping people accelerate spiritually on their spiritual path, okay? Because it's bringing all your energy systems together in one operating flow, so of your soul and your body, mind, and spirit together. So this is all encoded in this, beyond just having a physical issue, okay? The physical issue is a benefit. So item nine is clearing your joints, wrist, elbow, knees, I put on here, but it's clearing the joints of the body. So if you have any inflammation in those areas, which a lot of people do, it's going to help with that. It's going to clear blockages if it's causing any discomfort in that area, clearing ancestral inherited energy as well as low vibrational energies in your joints. and clearing any belief systems that would be causing that. Okay, so a lot of stuff there. Again, this is just going to help your body be healthy. So this is like maintenance for you in some ways, and the energies in these modules are very potent, so you'll definitely feel it. Okay, excuse me. Let's go up to item 10, which is clearing, we've just had a caller today, clearing teeth and gum pain, TMJ, whatever that may be for you. This is good. If you've had some issues and you've had some dental work, you have some inflammation or blockage after that, any type of dental procedures, that's going to help with that, okay? It's going to help with ancestral inherited energy, especially if you've inherited something that's in your residing in your teeth and gums. It's going to clear low vibrational energies. Clear any belief systems which include past lifetimes, which cause I've had issues with that past lifetimes in my teeth and gums in the past. So I know that that could reside in your teeth and gums, and I had issues with that for years. So I had to work on that, okay? So this is going to help make your process easier because these modules are all encoded with frequencies to help move the energy so you don't have to deal with, like I did for many years. I didn't have this type of thing to listen to, so I just made it easy for everybody. So, again, that's item A, and item B will have the same modules that I just mentioned, all 10 of them, plus everybody gets the bonus $47 value of my Discover Sound Healing Meditation, which is very healing. I've got many testimonials on that of getting help with anxiety issues, chronic sleep issues. I don't make any medical claims, but that's the testimonials that I have received, so I'm grateful, and see what your experience is on that. That's just a bonus for everybody who's here. And also, I want to go into package B. I do give a reduced rate on a 30-minute session with me, which is a very high, goes deep into whatever issues you got going in your life. I can work on anything you have going on in your life. It doesn't have to pertain to only pain. So, but I'm letting you know I can help people with pain. So 30 minutes is a very long session with me. I don't work beyond it, and my schedule is very full. So I did open up some slots for Jacqueline's show with the callers. If you're feeling that, you know, you want to work with me in person, we can really make some really deep shifts in your life. I think it's only like a little bit more than the package A price, which is highly discounted compared to what I normally charge for my pricing of personal sessions on my website are three times the amount. And you don't get MP3s also working with me. So this is a special offer that I just do with Jacqueline's show. And if you feel like you want to go deeper and feel in your heart that I could, you know, I'm the right person, I would be grateful and I'd love to work with you. And that's pretty much it. So I just want to say thank you for allowing me to share, Jacqueline, my package.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And let me just put this out there for the replays. And in case you're not on the internet and able to just click on this offer. And basically the price was $99 for all that full package of the digitals. And about $100 more for the special session, which is a lot less than the normal price. I think that is valued altogether at about $800. And the free bonus that's for everyone, just know that that's on your original webcast page. So how you got here today, the announcement, just click on the webcast page. And if it's not on the replay page, I will make sure that it's added so that you can find it there too. Okay. All right. So shall we go into our finale?
Yeah, definitely.
Our finale
wonderful.
Process?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me give you, we don't normally do this, but I'd like to put the link out for this. I've just got a feeling that this is something like, I remember being at a spa once and someone heard me give a lecture. And years later, I got a phone call from someone whose sister-in-law had a friend who went to the lecture like 3 years ago, and she carried my card in her wallet ever since. So
wow.
I've got a feeling that this might be a library sort of offer for you. So it's www.youawakening.com, just like you always see with us, small letters, /summer, all small letters, dash, and this is the numbers, 2018, /dawn, -crystal, /special, -offer. There are no capitals in there. I'm going to repeat it one more time. www.youawakening.com/summer-2018 /dawn-crystal, that's crystal.com/special-offer. Okay, thank you. And now for our finale.
Yeah.
It feels like the fireworks are coming.
Oh, okay. Well, we're just going to expand the heart even more because it's all about receiving here, but we want to give love to the world, but we also want to receive love too, which comes in all magical ways, which includes abundance. I've actually had a lot of people lately wanting more abundance in their life, okay? And that also means more love, okay? So let's go ahead and just expand about it. We did a little bit in the group process, but I really want to expand upon it more. Let's go ahead and imagine just kind of putting yourself in your heart chakra right now, everybody. And I want you to imagine everybody putting every age of themselves in their heart chakra, from birth in this lifetime to the age of where you're at right now, of all your inner child, just holding all your ages of you together so we can keep ourselves whole. And we're going to bring yourself whole and at home with yourself in your heart chakra. So imagine that happening right now. We're just going to nurture ourselves, okay? We're always about maybe nurturing others, but we need to really come home and really love ourselves completely. And then we can love others as well. So let's go ahead and do that to the best of your ability. You don't have to be good visually. And I'm going to make some sounds just expanding the heart. And if somebody gets teary-eyed, that's a very beautiful thing. That's actually a soul connection for you. I get a lot of people who have that sensation. And it's beautiful. So let's go ahead and put ourselves, everybody, into our heart chakra with a little bit of the heart activation sound here to really expand ourselves. And then I'm going to have you, at the very end of this, we're going to have you look at your feet to ground this into your physical body so it stays with you all day long. So let's begin. Look at your feet, everybody. We're going to ground this energy into our body. I want everybody to put one hand on your heart and look at your feet. Doesn't matter what hand. Okay, take a deep breath, everybody, and just allow those energies to keep working with you all day long. And it's just depending on how busy your mind is, you might feel it later in the day, and it might just come across as this big wave of love and light energy or peace. So it's beautiful. So thank you, Jacqueline, for allowing me to conclude with that.
Oh, you are welcome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Great.
And I just want to say, you know, I was going to say to you, but I want to explain to others that, you know, before we have any speakers on You Awakening, I feel real strongly that I need to do some research. And I don't mean just looking at websites. I mean, you know, with a strong energy healing background myself, I'm able to get a pretty quick read on how effective, how quote-unquote pure a transmission is, how, you know, whether it's really going to be helpful. And I found Dawn to be very helpful. So I think there's some treasures in this recording today. And, yeah. And if you're not feeling it immediately, you very well may feel it later. Sometimes if you're really busy, you're not able to take it in very fully. And, you know, there's also the safety consideration. And sometimes this lands after you have a night of sleep or a little nap or a meditation, just some time period when you can become more still. So I think there's a lot here today. And again, there's that free recording, and I really encourage you on the packages. It's an enormous value for what's being offered here. And I just want to apologize one more time. I'm sorry we started a few minutes late. I'm hoping you'll forgive me. It's clearly not our practice, and I'm hoping it'll never happen again. Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you, Dawn. Thank you, everyone, for being with us.
Thank you, Jacqueline. I'm so grateful. Thank you so much, too. And everybody here.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Until the next time.